Earlier this week, I met up with a good friend of mine, Jake Longhi. Those of you who don't know who that is, you should, most definitely should. He gives out tremendous recruiting advice. He actually does recruiting consulting as well. I would highly, highly suggest that you follow him on social media. But you can also, just to get to know him, you can go watch his episode with me. And it's very insightful. But when I met up with him, there was a few cool things that happened. He actually gave me this ball. See it. There's a wicked story behind this ball. It's a pretty cool story. And I would love for him to come on and share that story. But this ball has some absolute ballers on there that have signed this particular ball. So one day we're going to get you on here, Jake, and we're going to talk about the significance of that ball, of this ball. But for me, it is unbelievably significant because of the fact that these are all my teammates. These are all my teammates that I played with over time. My head coach, Gary Anderson, at Utah State. And it was just, when he offered it to me, I was just baffled. Just super, super grateful and thankful. So, Jake, you're the man. I appreciate that. Jake actually asked me a question that hit me kind of deep because I realized it had been a while. But he said, Naki, when's the last time you actually, shared your story, talked about who you are and what you're doing, why you're doing it? And that's what I want to do. I want to do that. I'm actually to do that. I'm going to reshare my intro video from the beginning. But one thing the intro video doesn't add that I want to be clear about is there's a few people that were highly influential to me when I started this entire podcast. The first one is Gary Vaynerchuk. So Gary V put out a podcast. It was over 2 years ago. And as I was listening to it, it was him and another gentleman. I can't even remember who it was, honestly, who was on there, but it was him and another gentleman. And they were basically saying, you should start a podcast. If you have something that you believe that people might like or engage with, that some type of value that you bring to people, start a podcast, and you don't need much, just use your phone. And when I heard this message, I was like, okay, I have a bunch of information in my head about recruiting. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna start a podcast. So Gary V was kind of the big push for me, kind of the tipping point. And then there is a wonderful friend of mine, and her name is Shay Hatto. And Shay has been podcasting for quite some time. She puts out amazing content, a lot of it centered around female empowerment and female confidence in sport, at least how she started. I know she's evolved a lot since then, but she was a huge influence on me as well. And yeah. Those were kind of the two biggest influences, and I definitely wanted to give them a shout out because had it not been for those two in particular, and I know those are a little bit random, but for me, it was extremely impactful, but I probably wouldn't have done this without their influence. So just wanted to share that. And one more thing that I wanted to share in regards to the combine. So the combine that's coming up, just keep in mind, we would absolutely love to have you there. If you're a high school recruit, if you're a coach, if you're a parent, make sure your kids are signing up for this combine. We have some absolute ballers. I'm going to be announcing them. I think I said that last week, but I'm going to do it this week. I promise. Weeks are getting hectic as we lead up to it, but we're just about a month out, and we're going to have registration, early registration closing here soon, which is pretty much half off the entire event. So make sure that you're signing up, and yeah, just do it. Day of combine starts, registration opens, I mean, at 8:30. It's going to go till 10, and then a hard start at 10 o'clock. We'll be out on the fields of Ridgeline High School on April 27th and Provo High School on May 11th. So be ready to come get verified measurables, work with some pro guys that have played in the NFL for quite some time. You're going to get some recruiting education from me as well. It's going to be awesome. So without further ado, I'm going to let you guys re-listen, bear with it, because it's probably been a while since I've heard it. And I can't imagine, like I said, it's one of the first episodes I've ever done. So It was unique, to say the least. So we're going to go back, listen to that. And for those of you who've been listening since the beginning, I love you. It's been quite the journey. And I will say this too, and I think that's why it's a little bit more important for us to consider doing this particular week, is because when I first started this thing, it was about 5 downloads a month, and it was pretty embarrassing. But I was like, "Hey, I'm gonna keep going, keep going." And now we're sitting at about 300 downloads a month. So I know there are some new people listening, and I appreciate Jake's suggestion because it's about time people get to understand who I am and why these things I'm saying are relevant to them, and why they can trust me. So, without further ado, appreciate you guys.
Super excited to start this podcast journey. And to start it off, I actually wanted to do a introduction to myself. Hopefully I'll do my best to keep it brief, and also just to set some expectations of what you can expect to get from me in this podcast and listening to this podcast. So first and foremost, just knocking out all about me. I am born in California. Raised in Utah, good old Provo, Utah. I come from very humble roots. My dad is from a little island in Tonga, and my mother is from a small town in southern Idaho called Paris, Idaho. So needless to say, I'm half coconut, half potato. Insert laughing there. So football for me, and like what it means to me, I grew up watching all my brothers play football, and it gave me a lot to look up to. I wanted to walk in their path. So naturally, I kind of ventured down these, high school glory days. I went to Provo High School, and obviously, I had their example, but also kind of my father as well. A lot of good examples to look up to when it came to, hey, hard work, what it looks like. And what kind of happened from those examples and the hard work that I put into playing football at the high school level just happened to land me a scholarship to play for Utah State University. Amazing experience. I loved every second of it. Now, when I say I loved every second of it, there was a lot of trials, a lot of adversity that I faced. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it in a lot of ways. And I always look back and say, man, even the difficult times were times that really shaped me. So, I left, obviously I finished my time there playing, went on to, I do some sales and kind of worked in this sales industry for a little bit. Honestly, it was probably just over a year, and then ended up back at Utah State to start a graduate assistantship where I worked under head coach Matt Wells at the time. He was the head coach there, and then I was also working my cooperating coach, so it was the offensive line coach, and his name was Mark Weber. Great guy, both great people. Loved that opportunity. I learned a lot in that opportunity, and then halfway through, I actually got the opportunity to move into. When I say halfway through, just some perspective here. Graduate assistants get 2 years, right, to be a graduate assistant and pursue a master's degree. So my first year was with the football program. The second year was with student athlete services or student athlete academic services side of things, where I learned a lot about, eligibility, learned a lot about, progress towards degrees. And these are all things that we'll kind of talk about as we get going in this podcast. But went on to get my master's degree there at Utah State University. And then shortly after, ventured up to Oregon State University, where I had the opportunity to work for a coach that I played for, and that's Gary Anderson. So I worked with him. And at the time when I first got that position, I was a recruiting assistant, helped out with the recruiting department. I also helped out a lot with operations and student athlete development and academics. I was really getting the opportunity to kind of learn it all. So, yeah, shortly after that, it was about 1 year into that, I went from just a recruiting assistant. I got my first full-time position. I believe the title was, if I can remember correctly, it was assistant director of football administration, I think the title was. I was stoked for that. I was super stoked for it. If you follow collegiate athletics, especially everything that happened at Oregon State, it kind of fell apart on us. They said there's lots of things that happened behind the scene. No one to blame in particular. It's just, yeah, there's a strange scenario that kind of happened. But long story short, I ended up at University of Utah under Coach Whittingham's staff, one of the best recruiting staffs that I've actually ever been around when it came to the organization and how they did things. But learned a lot just in the short time that I was there. And then, literally after a few months, I ended up going right back to the state of Oregon. I was working with the Ducks, awesome opportunity there, with Mario Cristobal and his staff, and I'm always appreciative of that staff and everything I got to learn in that process from a recruiting standpoint. And also from, you know, at that point I was doing a lot more student athlete development, academic liaison operations. It was, like I said, great experience, great experience. From there, I actually transitioned, to Southern Utah University, and there at Southern Utah University, I had, the opportunity to be the GM for corporate sponsorships. Even though I was working at SUU, I was working for a company called Van Wagner Sports and Entertainment, which just absolute rock stars when it came to that corporate sponsorship world, and that marketing, sports marketing space. I loved every second of it. Awesome people, amazing people I worked with there. Mark Masseri being one of them, big mentor for me in that space. Mike Polisi, Mark Donnelly, these are some tyrants in that business, in that industry. I loved it. So living down there in Cedar City, and then ultimately COVID hit. I kind of got hit by an inch of entrepreneurial bug, and I decided to step out. And that's when things got really interesting, because I stepped out of collegiate athletics, and it almost felt like collegiate athletics just kept following me. And a lot of that was because of the parents and the relationships that I have just naturally through family. And at the time I had a nephew who was going through high school, who I was helping a lot understand, you know, hey, if you really want to make it to play collegiate athletics, collegiate football, these are the things you have to do. These are steps you have to take. And naturally that rubbed off to other people and other parents. And a huge help for that actually was my sister, Ella Assisi, who really started pointing some parents my direction. And whether I was ready for it or not, I started, you know, getting asked a lot of questions about, hey, what does it take? Like, how do I get my son to that next level? And, you know, kids reaching out to me like, hey, I'd really love to learn, you know, a little bit more. What should I be doing? What steps should I be taking? And that's really what started it. That's really what got me going down this path and got me thinking, man, there's, you know, as much information is actually out there, a lot of people just don't know how to navigate it. They don't know, you know, where to pick it from, and well, what's a reliable source and what's not so reliable. That's literally what I'm setting out to do. And that's the reason for this podcast. And here's where I want to set some of those expectations for you, is that the majority of this stuff, when it comes to information, it's out there. Just a lot of people don't know where to look. So what I'm providing is actually, it's meant to be completely free content. I have no intention of making people pay for anything. I just want people to know the process. I want them to understand it so they can make better recruitment decisions for themselves. And that's really what the ultimate goal is. And then it's educational. Like I said, it's educational in nature. It's really what you need to know to help you get there, whether it be NCAA eligibility. And I'll give you my opinion on a lot of these paid services that you're probably hearing about. What camps should I be going to? That's a big question I always get. One that often gets overlooked is like personal branding, right? And social media. What are you doing on social media, if anything at all? Are you training the right way? Are you doing the right things from a nutritional standpoint? Stars, goodness gracious, if I had a dollar for every time someone asked me how they can get their son or daughter to have more, a higher star rating, right? I think a new one that's fairly new to the athletic world as of last year is name, image, and likeness, or commonly known now as NIL, how to navigate that. I'll do a lot of stuff, especially from a football standpoint, that's, you know, position specific. And that kind of leads me into my next point here. I hate to say this, because I like this to be an open space for everybody to be able to come in, whether you be male or female student athlete. I want you to be able to at least get something out of this. But what I will say, a lot of my experience is from the football, which is obviously a very male slanted sport. That's where a lot of my experience comes from. So that's what I'll be relying on quite a bit. Now, that's pretty much the gist of all of it. And I'm super, super thrilled to be going through this and really taking this step in this podcast. Like I said, if it helps you, great. And I hope that you get the opportunity to have it help you and then pass it on to people. But really though, looking forward to it. As we kind of go through this, I also want to just name out just a really big kind of disclaimer here. I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know a lot of people that do have those answers. So obviously I want to create a little bit of banter between not only myself and some people that I'll be bringing on as guest speakers, but also the parents and the student athletes themselves. I really want your questions and your feedback. It'll help me cater these podcasts and the content to you and what you're hoping to see. At the end of the day, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's just what hopefully I can shed some light on for you to help you in this process. So, like I said, I might not have it when the time comes, the right answer for you, but I definitely will find it. And then just a little bit more about where you can find this podcast. You can find it recruitgrind.com. It's recruitgrind.com. And then you can find it on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn. Right now, I would tell you, just go follow me. And literally all my handles are at Naki Asisi, which is N as in November, AKIASISI. It's a tricky one. It's been a blessing of an awesome name, but also a curse because nobody knows how to pronounce it. But like I said, again, just a huge thank you to everyone, and the opportunity that I have to do this is really all about you. And I'm super excited to take this journey. So let's do it.